Yes, I Am by Norman Grubb. Chapter 49, An Intercessor in Marriage. I want to delve a bit more deeply, by way of illustration, into a more personal area of intercession where it touches on the use of our affections. There's a close friend of mine among the many with whom we are linked in fellowship. She knows who she is, Christ in her human form. Her husband was in a good professional position and a good home provider, but he showed no outward response to Christianity. The time came when she discovered, as a great shock, that he was having an ongoing adulterous relationship with a married woman. She faced out with the Lord the shock, hurt, and resentment. What should she do? Knowing that she was not herself, but Christ in her, she knew the difference between her soul hates and resentments and the love she had for her husband in her spirit, for it was God loving him by her, and just as important, she recognized that God meant her husband to be tangled up in his sex life to expose his own need to him. So instead of a marital blowout and possible divorce, she informed her husband that she had found out what was going on, but that she loved him as ever, for he was her husband and she his wife. That shook him. When he expected a blast, he got only a confirmation of her unchanged love. This brought a reply to her which was another shock, a good one. He said, "Well, if that is Christianity, I can listen to it." The result was that after some weeks, while she knew the adulterous relationship continued, the moment came when she told her husband that she would like to meet him and the woman. They agreed. The three met, and surely this would be the time for strong words by my friend. Instead, she just accepted facts as facts, despite her inner hurt, and said to them, "It can't go on like this. Make the choice. Either go with her and leave me and the children, or break off the relationship and return to me." The husband and the woman both agreed. The severance was made, and he returned home. But far more than that, God has done such a transforming work in him with repentance and renewal that he is now a strong witness for Christ and busy helping other men who get caught up in the same trap. This is intercession. With little said about the inner death way in which she walked, which was the background for her steadfast love, and at the right moment, holy boldness, she gained the intercession by the Spirit intercessor in her, doubtless with groanings that cannot be uttered. Another close friend had had an experience somewhat the same. Her husband holds a public position in his profession and is a man who loves the Lord. What a shock when she found out that he had had a secret liaison with visits to a motel with one who was a close friend in whom she confided. She first challenged her husband about this adultery over the phone. He is an honest man who knows the Lord, and he admitted his descent into the flesh and his sin against God and wrong against her. But then he added, "If the woman's husband learns of this, he is a man of such influence that he could destroy me in my profession." My friend's answer straight away to her unfaithful husband was, "I am your wife. If you have a crash professionally, then I crash along with you." The result of that was the husband, who, as I say, knows the Lord, took one big jump of faith right then and there, and he has told me how he moved from being the struggling and defeated man of Romans 7 to the liberated man in Romans 8. He saw in a flash of the Spirit that there was no more condemnation and that he was released by the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. The result in their marriage is that where there had been an unhappy relationship between them, it has so changed that she now tells me her husband is her best friend. As for the woman who had so wronged and deceived her, the day my friend first heard of this, she called the florist and ordered one white rose in a vase to be sent to her. There was admission of guilt, but it took time for a real heart repentance. But the day came when she plainly told my friend that she had not before really admitted her wrongdoing, and she asked for forgiveness. My friend's answer, "I need forgiveness just as much from you because of my hate and resentful attitude towards you." And there was a time of reconciliation. End of chapter 49.